Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you learn something new in this podcast and find yourself inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back and keep you stuck from getting your work to work. In a recent conversation with my business coach, I talked about my business and how I have operated for the past 15 years. As I explained my systems and processes, I realized that I had developed a creative defense system to protect myself. And I don't think I'm alone. I believe all of us have a defense system that keeps us safe as we dial in our levels of vision, fears, threats, and risks. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share 7 elements that make up my creative defense system and how they show up in my daily work. Show notes and links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/492. Over the weekend, I watched 2 interesting and surprisingly powerful documentaries. The first, simply called Dumb, The Story of Big Brother Magazine, is an extremely not safe for work look at a subversive skateboarding magazine, in quotes, from the 90s that launched many careers and shows, including Jackass. And while I wasn't a fan of either the magazine or Jackass growing up, watching this documentary as an adult was actually very inspirational, and it was inspiring because you experience seeing people not giving a damn about consequences, caring deeply about life and its varied pursuits, and being a community of people who also care immensely about the things you care about. Not to mention figuring out just how great things like Depends work. The second documentary that was interesting was Once Were Brothers, Robbie Robertson and the Band, and it was about a band called The Band. At one point in time, they were the backing band for Bob Dylan in 1966, and the tour in particular that they were the backing band for was when Bob Dylan, who was known as an acoustic musician, acoustic folk musician, went from acoustic to electric, and the fans revolted. I mean, they were booing them every night. And the interesting thing about the band was they would go on to form their own group called The Band and release some pretty groundbreaking records for that era. And I had even heard the movie title called The Last Waltz throughout the years, but I didn't really know what it was about, and it was the band's last concert with the original lineup, directed by Martin Scorsese. What's interesting is throughout both documentaries is a spirit of creativity that is undeniably potent. Every single person at Big Brother and in the band did whatever they needed to do to bring their vision to life. There definitely was some destructive and self-destructive behavior. But in the beginning, the quality might not have been great, but the vision was so high, and the momentum and the motivation to bring about change and to show people that they could do it was what eventually led them to change the industry. And by the end of both documentaries, things ended for the magazine and the band for a variety of reasons. But people went on their way and created separate careers. So fascinating. And as I thought about both documentaries, I couldn't help but think about the phrase, the gatekeeper. The gatekeeper is the known or unknown person who kept out the people who didn't belong. Maybe it was an assistant who didn't want to give your demo to the A&R director or your script to the person it needed to get to in order to get a green light. Maybe it's just the bouncer at the door. And what's fascinating in both of these documentaries, the band and Big Brother magazine did their own thing. They didn't even try to get past the gatekeepers. They just did their own thing. And eventually the gatekeepers and the people behind those gates sought them out and let them in. And that's a super interesting lesson. And sure, they paid the price physically, financially, and in some cases, morally. And if you've seen Dumb, you know what I'm talking about. And there was a demonstrated impact on the industries, whether it was publishing or music, that the band and Big Brother had an impact on. Just like the 60s and the 90s, we live in an era of time where you can bring your creative vision to life without the gatekeepers. Equipment is professional and affordable, technology is ever present, and there is an unlimited supply of people ready to work all around the world. But gatekeepers haven't disappeared. They just look different. They're the streaming platforms and tech companies. They're the news organizations, politicians and entrepreneurs, the influencers and the creators. While I could keep talking about external gatekeepers, I want to shift to something more interesting. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking with my business coach about my business. And as I explained the ways I functioned over the past 15 years, I started to see a different kind of gatekeeper. One that was composed entirely in my internal world, made up of barriers, of fears, and isolation. And I call this my creative defense system. I believe all of us have a creative defense system, and it keeps us safe as we dial in our own unique levels of vision, fear, threats, and risks. And so in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to share 7 elements that make up my own creative defense system and how they show up in my work. The first element are barriers. I like to think of barriers as the real and imaginary forces that prevent us from bringing our creative vision to life. Real barriers could be things like lack of money or time, family obligations, personal health, not having the right equipment, and absence of ideas. And imaginary barriers could include stories that hold us back from taking a chance on an idea or to even learn something new. It could be things like our self-talk, or my favorite, worrying about what they will think about us. They being the unknown and identified group that when we do something and take a shot on our dreams, they'll take a shit on us. And I argue that the greater your dream or vision, the harder you will grapple with imaginary barriers. I think the real barriers are going to be there no matter what you're doing, because those are just the things that we'd have to deal with as human beings on planet Earth. The second element of the creative defense system are fears. And I could do an entire show, not just an episode, but an entire show on fear. I'm generally a very fearful person, and while I've learned to control it, it still pops up more than I'd like it to. And here are a few fears that fuel my creative defenses. Fear that I'm not good enough, that I'll never be good enough, that I'll fail, that maybe I'll succeed and I won't know how to handle it, that I won't get out of the slump that I'm in, or that I'll find my way back into this rut. Fear might revolve around yourself, or around others. I have a lot of fear around what other people will say or think or do in response to something I do. But here's the interesting thing. When I feel fear pop up, generally my response is to avert the course of action I'm on. And that isn't always the best thing to do, especially if you are motivated and believe in the vision that you are bringing to life. The third element is isolation. This might not be an element for you, but it's certainly one for me, and I tend to isolate myself from other people, especially when it comes to asking for help or just inviting people into my creative world. Since 2005, which was a pivotal moment in my career, I purposefully shut myself off from working with others. And yeah, there have been times where I've collaborated with people, and the times where that collaboration was successful is even rarer than that. This is perhaps the biggest defense system that is in the process of being recalibrated for me. I am working on redefining things in a massive way because I don't want to isolate myself. Now, I still want to be an individual, but I do see the power in having a group of people to work with. But that really is a massive recalibration. I'd like to say it's a group effort, but it's not yet. The fourth element is an interesting one. It's small-time vision. Maybe it's a big fish in a small pond. This is an interesting component of the creative defense system. Now, for me, I don't necessarily have a difficult time dreaming big and coming up with pretty cool ideas. But where I do find challenges in my thinking, specifically thinking small, is around things like budgets and equipment. I have trained myself over the years to do as much as I can with as little as possible. And that's not always a good thing when it comes to building a vision that you want people to be a part of. Sometimes there is something to be said about having really good equipment and investing time and money into bringing that vision to life. And this is definitely something that I am working on recalibrating as well as isolation, because it's totally limiting. It is a limiting way of showing up to the world and saying, this is the dream I have. And fears play into this as well. And I think fear keeps our vision small. The fifth element is also interesting. These are all interesting, but I like this fifth one too, because this was the primary component that I shared with my business coach. All talk, no action. I talked a lot in the start of my career, and it wasn't until probably 2016 where I started to actually do things. And I did let my business coach know that I can talk a really good game. And that where I will need help from them is to be held accountable to the times that I'm not taking action. And when I don't take action, it's generally around when several of the components of the system combine their forces together, things like fears and barriers and isolation. The sixth element of this system is productive procrastination. This also goes by busyness. When you are busy doing everything but the things you want to be doing, that is when productivity becomes procrastination. I would say that I probably have 1 to 2 productive procrastination items on my daily to-do lists. And the question that I have for you is, what about you? How many of your daily tasks are productive procrastination tasks? Can you be honest with yourself? What would happen if you didn't do them? What would happen if you delegated them to someone else? For me, those are really hard questions to ask, because part of my identity that I've developed, not only the isolated, individualist who does everything himself, but the productive creator mythology is one that I've created for myself as well. The stuff that doesn't get checked off the list is the stuff that is really important. That is fascinating. That's the creative defense system at work. The seventh and final element that I'm going to talk about today is the race to the financial bottom. When it comes to paid work, underbidding and undervaluing your creative work can be a symptom of your creative defense system working at its finest. I know it is for me. I literally have to force myself to make budget spreadsheets to make sure that I'm not underestimating the amount of work that I'm being hired to do. Because if I rely upon what feels right, I'm often wrong. Additionally, there is the fear that if I say no to money, no matter how much it is or how little it is, I might not have enough for the month. So I should say yes. And this feeds into productive procrastination and fears and isolation and barriers. And all six of the creative defense system elements that I've talked about are all impacted by this one for me. I hope as I've laid out this vision of a creative defense system and shared a few elements, I hope it inspires you to think about what elements you would include in your own system. As you identify the ways you prevent yourself from moving forward, remember these are your internal gatekeepers, I hope you'll find creative and interesting ways to get around your own internal gatekeepers and allow yourself to recalibrate that defense system. Especially, and this is important, especially if your creative defense system, much like my own, was calibrated and created when you were a different person in pursuit of something else entirely. Because where you're at today is not where you were at 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago. And so you need to make sure that your creative defense system is calibrated to who you are and what you are working on today. It's important to have this system in place. I think that's an important takeaway as well. But make sure it's calibrated to who you are and where you're headed. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.